The 113th Tour de France introduces a thrilling twist by climbing Alpe d'Huez from two unique sides, a first in the race's history. Here's why this unprecedented route could redefine the race's dynamics and challenge the riders in unexpected ways. The legendary Alpe d'Huez has been featured 33 times in the men's tour, most recently in 2022, when Tom Pidcock etched his name into cycling lore. This iconic climb, with its 21 switchbacks and an average gradient of 8.1% over 13.7 kilometers, serves as both a beautiful and brutal test for cyclists. Stage 19 will take competitors from Gap to Alpe d'Huez, incorporating climbs like Col Bayard and Col du Noyer, culminating in a grueling finale of 3,500 meters of elevation. However, it's Saturday's Stage 20 that promises uncharted terrain, according to tour director Christian Prudhomme. Starting in Le Bourg d'Oisans, riders face a staggering 5,450 meters of elevation across four climbs, including the horse category Col du Galibier and a new ascent up the backside of Alpe d'Huez via Col de Sirene. This year's race not only honors the mountain's storied past, but also challenges the present-day athletes to conquer its new routes.